Failure fallout. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following Silicon Valley Bank's collapse on Friday, the federal government is taking action to protect depositors. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has the latest.
The U.S. government taking extraordinary steps to try and stop more instability after Silicon Valley Bank's failure on Friday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says federal regulators are working to help customers and calm the financial markets after the historic collapse. Government officials are guaranteeing deposits of the bank's account. Holders claiming that they will have their money by tomorrow, Yellen says the federal government will not provide the bank's investors with a bailout.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy speaking optimistically on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo about the possibility that someone would purchase the bank, while Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the same program saying the federal government is to blame for failing to prevent the crisis. Two suspected smuggling boats capsizing off the coast of San Diego, leaving at least 8 migrants dead. James Gartland, San Diego Fire Rescue Lifeguard Division Chief, discussing the dangers for migrants using poorly maintained boats.
If we can continue to provide awareness that every time they get into a panga to come northbound, their lives are at risk.
The Coast Guard and San Diego Fire Rescue are still searching for at least 7 more victims. With several recent close calls by U.S. Airlines, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy stressing on ABC's This Week that America's aviation system is still the so-called gold standard.
We are still the safest aviation system in the world. There are clearly risks that we need to evaluate, and this is why the NTSB is investigating several incidents so it doesn't become something more catastrophic.
Ki-Hui Kwan winning Best Supporting Actor and Jamie Lee Curtis winning Best Supporting Actress for Everything Everywhere All at Once. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com. News.
Stanford University issuing an apology to a Trump-appointed federal judge after his speech at the school was interrupted by students. Fox's Christina Coleman has the details.
They stated that staff members intervened in inappropriate ways. They said, quote, what happened was inconsistent with our policies on free speech, and we are very sorry about the experience you had while visiting our campus. Judge Duncan accepted the apology, but stated that he also hopes an apology for the, quote, mob action is also offered to the school's Federalist Society, the group that invited him to speak on campus. He also says he would like to know what concrete steps are being taken to ensure this kind of disruption does not happen again.
A decades-old murder case has been solved. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
DNA technology and genetic research helping to finally ID the killer of 16-year-old high school student Pamela Conyers. She was found strangled to death back in 1970 after disappearing from a local shopping mall in Millersville, Maryland, outside Baltimore. She stopped at that mall after attending a high school pep rally. Her body was found 4 days later in a wooded area near the family car she'd been driving. Her killer, now ID'd as Forrest Clyde Williams III, who died of natural causes in 2018. Police are not ruling out the involvement of any other suspects, so the case is not yet considered closed.
Gas prices increasing slightly over the last 3 weeks. The national average rising just 2 cents to $3.53 a gallon.
At the low end, we have Houston, $2.88 for regular, and the high average is San Francisco Bay Area, $5 per gallon. And then between those, Long Island is $3.31. Miami, $3.34, Indianapolis, $3.38, and Las Vegas, $4.28.
That's oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.